Hello, welcome back to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson. Today's episode is going to be a two-parter. And I spoke about it briefly last time, that new level evolutionary energy we're moving into and why it's so important to understand feeling our soul, when we're feeling our soul and when we're not, how do we get back to feeling our soul? So thank you for joining me. Thank you for liking, sharing. Really look forward to hearing your comments on this episode and any others. Hey, listeners, thanks so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. Really appreciate that. As a gift back to you, I would love to have you try my services. Go to my website, megmichelson.com, and click on the Transforming Yourself session. And in the discount code, I'm offering an 11% discount because 11 is a highly spiritual number. So at checkout, I'm offering podcast 11% off. So that's the code you're going to use. Podcast 11% off, and that is good through June 15th. Try my services and we'll get connected in a more intimate way. Thank you for listening. So thanks for coming back to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson. We talked a little last week about that new evolutionary energy. And in today's episode, we're going to talk a little about that, but someone requested I talk about what does it feel like to feel your soul? That is such an important topic to me. I've spent my life on that topic, and I was really happy about that request. And I love requests, so keep them coming. As I said in last week episodes, our energy is moving so much faster now. The vibration of our world and each of us in it is growing in speed. As we move from one vibration to the next level vibration, we're clearing more clutter and connecting more to the light within us, the light around us. And that light means, you know, when we feel great, I talked about the emotional hierarchy. When we feel great, we're lighter. When we don't feel great, we're heavier. So that's that beautiful light. So we're clearing more clutter and connecting more to the light. And it is happening faster, whether we recognize it or not. And as we are doing the clearing of the clutter and connecting more and more to the light, we want to make sure we're being still sometimes and understanding what we are connecting to through this journey. And as our light gets shinier and brighter, we become more creative and we attract even more. And that makes us go even faster and become lighter. So as I said, we want to connect with our soul to keep and continue to keep making sure we are in a healthy alignment. Because when things move fast, you know, think of when you are driving down the road and all of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot something. And then your mind starts to go crazy, or you're busy at home and you can't remember where you set your keys because our mind goes that fast. We can connect to something that's not so great in a fast way, or we can connect to something that is good for us in a fast way. So we want to keep a healthy alignment. And it is possible to have this fast and up level of the vibration, but it causes more chaos. So that fast up leveling doesn't always mean it's for our good. So be careful, be mindful. And in all of that, be more soulful. It always depends on what our intention and our inner work is. So at this time, as we're gaining speed, we really want to feel our soul. We want to stay in touch with our soul. That will help each of us individually, and it also helps all of those around us and always the greater world. Now, at some point, each one of us humans has connected to our soul many, many times, of course. It's a little easier when we're kids because we are not having all the shadow experiences or the expectations or the society, how it ramps us up or our beliefs. All of that can get in our way when we're not careful. So we can always get that connection back. And even though you may not be aware that you were connected to your soul, we are. We are connected to our soul. It's always part of us. It's much greater than our human experience. And you've had many times you have felt your soul, maybe not consciously enough. So that's what we're going to talk about today and next episode. How do we get that connection? How do we consciously? Oftentimes in life, we feel separate, alone. We feel lost. We feel like things are not working out. And even if we're successful in one or more areas of our lives, we may not feel fulfilled. Why is that? Because true fulfillment, long-term fulfillment, only comes with a deep connection to our soul life. truly. We can do all the things to connect externally. We can make the $1 million we want to make. We can have a great relationship with somebody. But if we're not connected to our inner world, it's never going to feel like it's enough. We're always going to be searching for something new. You know, we want to belong. So we follow a dream of another, become successful at a job we don't love, or we dress like other people. We buy the latest fashions. We listen to the same music. We go to those top level restaurants, maybe gossip. We play the same sports as our friends because fitting in is that first chakra tribal sense of belonging. And it's beautiful and it's important and it can be in really healthy ways. But where it starts to separate us from our soul is when we are doing it for others and not for ourselves. When we start to complain or gossip because we feel less than. Those are the things that start to separate us from our soul. As you're doing the soul work, you want to be careful with who you're hanging with because you are opening your vibration to bring in more. So being mindful of who you're with is really helpful if you want to feel your soul. Because when we're not careful and we're trying too hard to bring people in, to fit in, to feel that external gratification and success, that can be at the cost of our own values, our own beliefs, because we're making the external too important. And now we become a little lost. We become a little discontent, unsatisfied. We lose our connection to our higher self and our soul. Not totally, of course, because it's always there. It's always there. We can get it back every moment of every day and absolutely in a nanosecond. But how? How do we get back there? How do we once again feel our soul when we feel that disconnect? Well, it's important first to recognize that we don't feel that connection. We have to recognize that we feel a little bit lost, that we don't feel that soul connection, that feeling of belonging to our inner world and our soul world. And we hopefully want to believe it's possible, or at least be open to attempting, even when we're not sure that it's possible. And what does it even mean to live with that ever possible connection to spirit? We have an earth body. We have an emotional mental body and we have a soul body, and we're really meant to connect to all three. And I've said this before and I'll probably say it again. It's so important to connect to all three, take care of all three. We get what it means to take care of our physical body. And most of society now gets what it means to take care of our mental, emotional body. And now it's, how do we go a step further and connect to our soul body? We're meant to remember. We're meant to feed all three. And it seems so simple, doesn't it? Like saying the words. Take it a step further. If we take it a step further, sometimes it's even easier to understand. Think of the three words, earth, body, soul. Earth, body, soul. I'm going to connect to the physical earth. I'm going to connect to my physical body. And I'm going to connect to this greater expansive energy, which is where my soul is also residing. Bigger than just within me, bigger than just my body. And if we can take that, even those three words, and mean them throughout the day, it's a fast way to start. It's a fast way to open that door. This soul life comes a little easier at different points in our life and at different points when we are feeling better or not. Between the ages of about 20 to 23, 24, 25, that's a strong potential of why am I here? Those are our seeker years. We're seeking a greater connection. We're seeking greater wisdom. It just happens naturally. And then there's that, why am I here and what's my purpose? And we feel that again about ages 50 to 53. It's about every 30 years. It doesn't mean we don't feel it in the meantime, because we also feel it at about 32 to 35. And then again, when we are 30 years from that, 63, 62 and a half to 65. It's the ages where we are looking at our value system and looking at our purpose again, the greater learning. Why are we here? And when we're in those times and we're allowing ourselves to get back to the connection, or every day when we're allowing ourselves to get back to our connection, when we feel that connection to our soul, the world seems more doable, less unfriendly. less competitive, less hostile, and we don't need to know so much about what's going to happen tomorrow or is my life going to be okay, because we are connected to that greater soul. And then we know in our being that our life will be okay, even when external circumstances feel a little bit crappy. Because truly the only thing that we can really count on when we look at everything in our whole life, and as when we're adults taking care of our own being, the only thing we can really count on truly is our connection to our soul. And when we realize that, and if we're lonely or we feel disconnected, put our hands on our heart, go within. Imagine connecting to the earth. Imagine connecting to your body. Imagine connecting to the great big sky in our soul. And then we really are never lonely. We will always, always, always have that connection to soul. So when we start there, and we're going to go through other ways this episode and next episode, when we begin to feel our soul, instead of feeling alone, we also understand that being alone is necessary at times. And being alone is not lonely. Being alone and being comfortable with being alone, that's even more necessary when you want to feel that connection to your soul. You know, our souls are huge. How can we be lonely when we connect with all that is possible with that beautiful energy that our soul is always providing? When we're connected with our soul, and I look at my history in my lifetime, when we're connected with our soul, we sometimes feel different. Why? Because the soul is pushing us in gentle, loving ways, or sometimes a little bit firmer, to move into our destiny. And when we're allowing that connection and see the greatness and see the beauty and see that healthy empowerment, we feel unique. We feel a little different. And that can cause us some issues, because sometimes we don't want to feel different, especially when we're not in soul alignment. We don't want to feel different. We want to feel connected. We want to feel like we belong to everybody in the room. You know, when I was younger, I didn't always feel like everybody else. I really didn't. I felt a disconnect sometimes. And so I remember when I was in high school and college, sometimes in order to feel more connected with people, I would drink a little too much, because then I would let my guard down and feel connected to others, because I felt that strange disconnect, because I felt a little, well, I really felt unique my whole life. And when I was not in a healthy state of feeling my soul, I felt that disconnect, like there was something wrong with me, instead of learning, wow, that's part of the great being that I am. I love living with my connection to my soul. And so now, as an adult who's done the work I've done and has really learned how to connect with my soul, I no longer have to connect with the externals to feel like I belong to a group. I realized I feel different because I'm supposed to. My uniqueness is what keeps me connected to the beauty of my soul. We each have that. And to feel our soul, we want to feel our uniqueness. It goes hand in hand. And we can feel unique and feel happy with that. And we're still connected to other people. That's the beauty. That's when we know we're feeling our soul, because we feel unique, and yet we also feel a deep connection to others. And we can have it, and we can go back to being alone. Not lonely, that's different. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. There's days where I wake up and I'm like, ugh, or there's days I wake up and I feel that a little bit of loneliness. I know, however, that's a story. I know that's not my truth, and I can get back into the feelings of connection pretty easy, but I've done this work a while, so be patient with yourself. Now it's much easier to connect with others because I love my uniqueness. And I hope everyone gets to that point. That's not a shadow ego to feel special, like we're better than anyone else. It's a uniqueness that we are here for a greater purpose, to help mankind in some way, not a savior, but a servant. So with all that being said, I want to talk about the ways in which we can reconnect and feel that soul again, because it is so vital. And live with that important and very blessed feeling. One way, and I would love to hear, by the way, your experiences with this, being open to and aware of the messages the universe sends us, whether that's through people, animals. A friend of mine recently was sharing a story when he was going through some really dark depths of the soul. You know, some people will call that the dark night of the soul. And my belief is we have multiple in our lifetime, mostly. And he was having one where he was not doing well at work. He was feeling very unhappy in a lot of different ways. And he just let it all out one day and broke down and really wasn't sure he wanted to stay alive anymore. I believe it was the next day, someone he hardly knew, a friend of a friend, asked if she could come over. And now he hadn't shared his breakdown with people. And this is a quick synopsis of the story, by the way. So she asked if she could come over, and she came over and she said, "I had a message to tell you. I had a message that God loves you very much, and you're not alone, and you're very special." He was floored. She had no idea what he had been through, and he had no idea that his message was even heard when he was asking for help. That changed his life. Now he feels his soul all the time. Why? Because he was closing it off before. It's always there, but he was closing it off. Another example, my niece Melissa, you know, you all knew from one of the episodes, if you listened, when my mom died, I had two beautiful grandchildren born within 18 hours and 18 minutes of each other. And then 3 days later, my mom passed, and that was in March of 2024. So I wasn't able to be in her room when she passed. Many of my siblings and my nieces and nephews were. I was in Colorado celebrating the birth of my beautiful grandbabies. And my niece Melissa was in the room, and my mom passed at 7:22 p.m., which I talked about in an episode. And my niece Melissa had an amazing full sensory experience when my mom, her grandma, passed. And this is Melissa's story. "Just after I watched her take her last breath, and I felt the sensation of a wave rolling over and through me, filling the room with its slow, gentle unfurling, like weighty petals of an enormous flower opening, it instantaneously set off sensations inside me, a deep, resonant thrum that vibrated every part of my body with a singular, powerful pulse, and then immediately released. A clear vision of that larger-than-life white gardenia with petals as thick as down comforters unfurling from her body, matching that initial feeling I described before, and the smell of sweet tropical flowers. It all happened in an instant, and as soon as it came, it evaporated into an exhale of warm, luminous, amber-orange energy that then ascended in a flash. I was overwhelmed by the profound relief, freedom, and joyful exhilaration that energy contained and left behind. And I could still smell those sweet tropical flowers as the heaviness that had stolen my breath immediately lifted, leaving me feeling peace and gratitude." And then she went on to say, "Interesting to note, when I went to bed that night with Louis, who's her son, and he wasn't there when his great-grandma, Melissa's grandma, passed, but he was close to her. He asked his mom, Melissa, to say a prayer for and to Grandma Ginny. So we did. We said a Hail Mary and a prayer directly to Grandma. And then Louis said some of his own hopes for Grandma. I hadn't told him what I experienced. The next morning he woke up and he told me that he had said a silent prayer to Grandma Ginny before he slept, asking her for some kind of a sign that she was in heaven, or that she was happy and at peace wherever she was. Then he said that night he had a very brief dream where he was hit by a gust of steamy wind blowing over him that smelled like sweet flowers, and that he knew it was Grandma Ginny answering his prayer." Still gets me. It's amazing. It's just amazing to me. And that is feeling our soul. And of course, both Melissa and Louis felt the soul of my mother, their grandmother and great-grandmother. Soulfulness is so real. It's not a dream or a photo, and it can incorporate all of your senses. So think about a time when you've had an experience, when you felt that connection, because it is possible. And it's so common. Maybe it wasn't as beautifully artistic and all sensory as Melissa's. But maybe it was. And maybe you can go back and think of a memory and recognize that, wow, I was actually feeling my soul, or I was actually feeling the soul of another, which helped me also feel my soulfulness. So not all that big, but many are. Pay attention. Another way is through rituals. And rituals can be big or small. I start my day, and I've done it for years. Once in a while, I forget, and then I go back outside and do it. I start my day letting my dogs out. And when I do that, I just take a moment. And I think I've said this in an episode where I face the sun and I have a moment to genuflect. And I ask for peace, love, and kindness in my thoughts and in my words and in my actions, putting my hands to my mind for my thoughts, my words to my mouth, and my chest to my actions. That's my ritual. It helps me remember I'm feeling and connecting to my soul. Some people light a candle. That's another way. It's a beautiful, easy way. We just want to be present when we're doing it. And of course, meditate. We can meditate many ways. Sometimes you can even just take a few breaths while you're doing the dishes or doing a chore and feel that connection to your chest and your heart. You can also pull an oracle card. By an oracle card, it could be an angel card, or I do daily animal cards, or a tarot card. There's many things you can do. Pull a card, ask for guidance. You can also say a prayer. That can be a daily ritual. Pray for something you want and then send it out there, or pray for someone else, or both, of course. Can also stand outside and connect to something beyond you, the sun, the moon, the stars. That can be a daily ritual. So doing something that is mindfully practiced every day is a beautiful ritual to connect and feel your beautiful soul. Another way is letting go of control. We are so control-based. You know, I talked about that last week or the week before in Shadow Ego. Letting go of control. And the more we try to control, the more anxiety it produces. Let go and surrender when things feel out of control. There is divine timing to everything. And sometimes we feel like we have to hurry and I want this done, or why isn't it manifesting? Because I've been trying to connect to my soul. I've been feeling that goodness, but the money's not coming in, or I haven't met the right guy, or my job's not there yet. And so then we feel like we have to do, and then control. But remember, it's different timing. Divine timing, soul timing, isn't always earth timing. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to bring in something great. We can choose to connect to that feeling, that soulfulness, that light. And remember, we don't always know what's ahead. We don't. So we want to let go and be open to what might be ahead that's even better than the job we're trying to get. So trust that timing. Things do take time because on a soul level, everything we're doing is bigger than earth timing. And that can be frustrating if we're not feeling our soul. And with that said, understand that even with a connection to soul, life will still have challenges. It's always part of life. Challenges are part of life. Sorrow is part of life. There were times in my life when I did not have enough money in my checking account to pay my bills. After my divorce, then my ex-husband lost his job, and I was really hurting financially. It was very tough. I wasn't as connected in a soulful way then as I was now. It was really stressful for me, and there was a lot of tears and a lot of looking up to the sky and saying, why? What am I going to do different? But I was a lot of times in that tight, worried, desperation mode. And as I became more soulful, it has been easier to manifest things, absolutely. But it's also tied to how much less I worry. Now, when I opened Well House, it was a financial, it was 3 years ago. We opened almost 3 years ago. It's a lot. It's an investment in my time and my financial resources and taking away from the other things in my life. And I went back into that role of how finance can play a big part in my life and my belief system and my worry. That has been a beautiful lesson again for getting into my soulfulness every day, not relying on externals to bring me back to center. I now know I rely on my connection to my inner world, my soul world, to bring me back to center. When I wake up sometimes and I'm worried at 3 a.m., I know how to get back to sleep. I know that this will pass. All right, soul. I know that my timing isn't always my soul timing, and it's going to be okay because it always is. It always is. It's amazing when we surrender, when we let go of that need to control, how something can shift in a nanosecond. It truly can. It's amazing, time and time again. But we have to surrender. We have to let go of trying to fix and rely on our connection to our soul. Ooh, that was a lot of information. And as I said at the beginning, this is a two-parter. So please join me next week and we'll continue learning about how do we mindfully and purposefully connect so we can feel our soul, which will lead us more into loving the life we live because it is all connected. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for liking, for sharing, for rating, for following. It is so appreciated. I am truly honored and I love being here with you. I love having us on this journey together. Have a beautiful week, and we will connect again with part 2 of How Do We Feel Our Soul? Thank you so much. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.